Well, an alliance of six national and state conservation groups say Queensland is failing on a commitment made 4 years ago to develop, quote, a world-leading protected area system. In a report out today, the group claims that funding for new national parks in Queensland has fallen by 65% under the current Labor government. But the Palaszczuk government maintains that since being elected in 2015, it's actually increased the size of the state's protected area by more than 1 million hectares. Dr. Barry Traill is the director of Outback Australia for the Pew Charitable Trusts. That's one of the groups behind this report. He joins me from Washington, D.C. Barry Traill, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Before we get to the money, can you describe for us what's at stake? Why is Queensland so important for nature conservation and why you're so focused on the size of the national parks in the state?
Look, all parts of Australia's environment a special friend, but Queensland really does stand out in its extraordinary diversity, diversity of species, which comes from its diversity of habitats on the ground, from the rainforest around Cairns, around the scenic rim in the south, the great desert rivers, the floodplains in western Queensland, the tropical savannas in the Gulf. It's an extraordinary range of habitats, more species found in Queensland than in any other state. And if you want to look after that, that globally important piece of nature, it's well established, it's well understood, it's well accepted that you need a strong protected areas foundation for that, national parks, nature refuges on private land. That's the foundation we're seeking to strengthen.
And this all comes in the context of the report from the UN Convention on Biological Diversity, which specified areas of Queensland as being critical for globally significant natural ecosystems, including the Channel Country and Cape York. Talked about 955 native species threatened with extinction in Queensland. That's the second highest number in the country. So what's your concern or criticism of the amount of land and the amount of funding dedicated to what's called the Queensland Protected Area Strategy, which is the area of dedicated to national parks?
Well, firstly, to give credit to the Queensland government, in 2015, Fran, they identified there was a problem that Queensland only had 8% of its area in protected areas, parks of various types, mm-hmm. which is the lowest proportion of any of the states.
How does that compare to other states?
Well, if you compare it with, say, some of the smaller states, Tasmania and ACT, Tasmania's 42%, Australian Capital Territories. More than half, 55%. But perhaps more reasonable comparisons are with the other big outback states, West Australia, 23%, Northern Territory, 25%, right. And South Australia, a third. So it's, compare it with those other big states, it's very low.
But the Queensland government
has actually more to protect.
The Queensland government did announce a strategy, as you mentioned, in 2015, to head towards a 17% coverage of protected areas. Is it making inroads towards that? I mean, what's your concern about that? Because I mentioned earlier in the lead that the office from the State Environment, Mr. Leon Enoch, said the government's increased the size of Queensland's protected area estate by more than 1 million hectares.
It has. And if it continued at that rate, which is about a quarter of a million hectares per year, it would literally take a human lifetime, 60 to 70 years, before we get to the target the government has set. So a million sounds a nice figure on paper, but Queensland is a huge state, and if we're wanting to get seriously on the pace to get additional parks, protected areas in place, then the Queensland government really does need to deliver beyond a paper target and start seriously putting in resources on the ground.
Well, just to go again, to quote the Office of the Environment Minister, it told us yesterday that the state budget, this budget that came out this week, includes funding for national parks, $15.6 million over 4 years, and another $12.5 million to be invested next year for the revitalisation of national parks. That sounds like a lot of money.
In the context of the Queensland state, it's unfortunately not adequate, and it's actually a significant reduction, and this is important, a significant reduction on the previous term of government, 2012 to 2015, with Liberal National Party government, funding was actually higher than in the current two terms of the Labor government. And so, yes, the investment is there is investment going in. Yes, there are parks going in place, but the pace of change, the pace of improvement is much, much slower than what's required and much, much slower than the target that the government has actually set for themselves.
It's 19 to 7. Our guest is Dr. Barry Traill, Director of Outback Australia for the Pew Charitable Trust, one of six conservation groups who've put together this report pointing out that the Queensland government's investment in developing national parks isn't meeting either international best practice, national best practice, or its promises. What is slowing the government down in your view, Barry? Is it just a budget factor, or is it the pressure coming from some groups against locking up land? You know, conservation groups welcomed the passing of new land clearing laws last year, and in terms of conservation of threatened species, that's very important. But there's been strong pushback against the government on those laws.
Look, with land clearing laws, it's very important to have them in place, and certainly, you know, that and there has been pushback on the government. But in the situation with putting in protected areas, putting in parks in place, we're frankly a bit baffled and puzzled why the government isn't delivering more. Because the clear plan, the clear target they've put in place is there. But when it comes to the crunch at budget time, it's simply not delivering. And that I think is particularly unfortunate because there is public support for this. Independent Galaxy polling from 2017 showed that 84% of Queenslanders, a very high proportion, were very supportive of increasing the area of parks. And right across the spectrum, wherever I travel in Queensland, as a Queenslander, there is support in place for parks, as long as they're well managed, as long as they're well looked after and protected. In part, of course, because parks have a whole range of benefits, not just environmentally. They provide social and economic benefits. Tourism is huge in Queensland, and most of it, is of course dependent on people coming to see and enjoy the special nature of the state.
Sure, and it all becomes a little more critical, I think, in the light of and the wake of that UN Convention on Biological Diversity, that report. On another issue, Barry Traill, we expect to get the Queensland decision on groundwater approvals later today for the Adani Carmichael coal mine. It's regarded as the final hurdle for the mine going ahead. But it seems to be back to square one for the federal approvals of Adani's surface water plan for the Carmichael mine in the Galilee Basin. The federal Environment Minister, Susan Lee, lost a federal court appeal against the assessment of Adani's North Galilee water scheme, though Adani is confident that's not going to slow the mine down. In fact, a spokesperson for the mine said that the North Galilee water scheme is not required for them to commence construction of the Carmichael mine. What's your understanding? What's your reaction to this?
Look, we don't work on coal issues ourselves, so I can only go on the media reports of the detail. But certainly, it is concerning. The federal government appears to have messed up that process, and it's very important to get these processes right. And it's not. I'd emphasise, as is sometimes depicted, a sterile exercise in box ticking. It's fundamentally important to get these things right, especially perhaps for water in these drier landscapes, which are keeping water in the landscapes, both groundwater and surface water, is vital for nature and the environment. And it's also vital for people to keep grazing enterprises going and so on. So it is very concerning that this process hasn't been delivered properly. I can't comment. I don't have the background to judge how it will affect the impact of Adani starting or not. But it goes back to the fundamentals. We need to get these processes right, and it needs to be in a space where, of course, we've got protected areas in place to look after the foundations of the environment.
Barry Traill, thanks very much for joining us.
Pleasure, Fran.
Dr. Barry Traill is the Director of Outback Australia for the Pew Charitable Trust, and the Pew Charitable Trust is one of six groups, conservation groups, that have put together this report claiming that funding for national parks in Queensland is in danger. And just on that Adani approval or fail of approval yesterday, the story is that the Federal Environment Department bungled the assessment of the off-site water infrastructure plans for the mine and admitted as such in the court yesterday. They couldn't prove that they'd considered all of the 2,200 public submissions and also admitted they'd since lost some of them. So not a great process, to be sure.